Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miriam. How may I help you?
Yes, Chris Colbeck, and I'm calling because y'all sent me an email. I think I know exactly what happened. Y'all, I'm not going to start throwing stones around or anything. I've been displeased that y'all hadn't sent me a package since November, but in that time, there was some fraud on one of my credit cards, and apparently that's the one I was using to pay y'all, and they made me switch cards. So we just need to update this.
Okay, what was your first and last name?
It's Chris Colbeck, K-O-B-E-C-K.
All right, well, I mean, why am I to pull up the account?
And I'm willing to bet a lot of money that it is a MasterCard that was the problem, because that was the one with the fraud on it. And it was in December, and they just shut that account down and issued me a new card. They told me that all my auto payments would be fine, but this is the second instance that it in fact was not. I can't even remember now what the other auto payment, but there was another auto payment that I had a similar thing. I had to call them and redo everything.
Okay, maybe verify your address.
709 Furman, F-U-R-M-A-N Drive. That's the Murfreesboro address, 3712, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37129.
Thank you for the information. I do see you signed up for the first shipment back in September. So you need to update your card information.
I'm sorry, what?
So basically you need to update your card information.
Well, I mean, I was told everything was going to be fine, but this is the second time that it has not happened. So was it a MasterCard that was the problem?
Okay, just allow me one moment to reveal the account. All right, thank you for holding so patiently. So we attempted to charge today, and it did decline. It is a MasterCard on file.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, that got swapped in December. See, I called y'all over the weekend. I didn't get you probably, I'm fairly. I mean, let's get this done. But I'm fairly upset that y'all didn't. What's the last package you sent? Was in November, maybe? And y'all was just fine. I mean, I don't know. You should have reached out to me. It shouldn't have been up to me to reach out to you. It should have went the other way around.
Yes, sir. I totally understand.
All right. So what we need to do is update whatever you need to do so that you have the new credit card information. I'm not going to attempt your whatever verbiage it is.
You said, what do you need to do to update your card information?
No, what do you need to do to do it? I'm holding the new card in my hand right now, so
you have to. If you want to go ahead and update that information, you can provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
All right. You tell me when, and I'll start reading.
I'm ready.
All right. 5218. 5310. 2963. 7627.
The expiration date?
I'm sorry?
The expiration date?
01/24.
Thank you for the information. Allow me one moment while I update it for you. All right, that information updated for this point.
I can't understand you.
The information updated successfully. Anything else I can assist you with?
And again, what was that last part?
The information updated successfully. Anything else I can assist you with?
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is the first time I've used Eagle Moss. I've used Model Space twice now. I like the quality of the things I've received so far from Eagle Moss, but that not reaching out to me when you were missing, you know, issue 14, I believe it was, and just letting my account rot for like 2 months. And quite honestly, had I not have called you, y'all would still have let it rot. I just don't understand. And then instead of sending me my binder, I just got an IOU. And I know we're going to have a multiple year, you know, thing going on, but, you know, that's unappreciated. You know, you keep saying it'll be in the next shipment when it keeps not being in the next shipment.
Yes, sir. When things go out of stock, I'm not sure why you're not notified. But that does happen. But usually, if it's out of stock too long, it'll automatically skip over and send whatever is next in line.
Well, I mean, you can look and see when the last time y'all shipped me something. The reason I noticed it all was because I've received multiple shipments from my current Model Space build, and I was like, hey, I'm supposed to be getting something on the Ecto-1, and then I looked, and I hadn't, and I don't know. I just felt y'all should have reached out to me well before this weekend.
Yes, sir. I mean, I can see your concerns over.
And again, first world problem. I get it. I mean, I'm not. If y'all just shut the whole thing down, which I don't happen, I'll just move on. But I mean, it's still a problem. You know, even if it is just getting delayed on a stupid hobby.
Yes, sir. I totally understand, but I can see your concerns over. But I'm not sure why you wasn't notified.
Yeah,
about
well,
the item
I mean,
being out of stock, but I can most definitely send that complaint over.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, you're not going to change anything because, you know, like I say, the credit card information not being updated. I mean, really, the root of this happening right now today is because y'all missed what, two shipments? If not more. I mean, it's February, so November, December, 3 months, really. I don't know. And like I say, during that time frame, they locked that account down, threw it away, and started a whole new one. But they told me that all my auto pays would be fine. But Like I say, this is the second time that I found that not to be true.
Okay, I'm just sending this information over to make someone aware of your concerns.
Yeah, like I say, that's fine, but so I guess y'all are getting. Oh, that's right. Y'all said it was going to be the 9th. I will say this. I did not expect to get a human when I found out the situation. I guess it was Saturday night. I called, and some poor girl was working at like 11 o'clock on Saturday night. I was like, oh, that's just terrible. But apparently y'all are 24/7, so that part was appreciated. And y'all are Americans, and that part is like super appreciated. So, I mean, you know, it's not all bad.
Yes.
Yeah, the fact that I'm dealing with Americans is, I really like that. That part was good. It's, I don't have to struggle to understand you, nor
yes,
you,
sir.
Me. Hopefully, anyhow. I know I got an accent, but whatever. All right, we got it sorted out. So going forward, I noticed you didn't ask for the 3-digit code on my card.
Yes, sir. We don't need it. It's not required.
Okay. All right. Is that because the you know, it's not so much money or what?
I'm not sure. That's just how the system is set up. We never required a 3-digit code.
Okay, all right. But going forward, we won't have to have this talk again, assuming that, you know, my card don't change, correct?
Now, regards to the card, we always send out email notifications if the card declines or anything. About the out-of-stock issues, I'm not sure how that happened. I'm not sure what happened with that. But hopefully,
yeah.
With your concerns being sent over, you'll get notified for that.
All right,
but I'm not sure why you wasn't notified.
So you will retain this card like it was before.
Correct.
So, okay, all right, fantastic. Yeah, hopefully there's no repeat of that fraud from early December caused my card to be shut down. Okay, well, thank you for your time. Like I said, it's not all bad. If you do mention anything about anything, you know, pass along how much I do appreciate that I speak to Americans. And the fact that someone actually answered the phone on Saturday night, I felt bad for her, but that was appreciated also.
Yes, sir. I most definitely send that over.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. And let's get back on track here. Like I say, I'm still kind of shaking my head trying to go, why you didn't reach out to me, you know, when there was a problem. But, oh, well. And we're past it now, so thank you.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling. Ingham, I'll see you. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.